Yeah, that's what we want to hear, the big noise. Joey Kehoe going out with the Stooges. And this is Ron Sanchez coming in with who knows what. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. It's Friday afternoon on this beautiful summer day. So I think there's it's going to be happening here. It's going to be happening here. Yeah. What do I need to do? KGLT is supported by Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service local fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. located at 2621 West College and Main Street. And online at BozemanFlySupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumberyard located just south of Four Corners. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. Online at mtreclaim.com. And Wild Montana uniting and mobilizing communities to keep Montana wild since 1958. Information on how Wild Montana is protecting public lands and waters, confronting climate change, enhancing public land access, and helping communities thrive online at wildmontana.org. Quick look at the weather. It's supposed to hit 90 today. I'm sure it's that. It's very nice. Looks like beginning next week, we might see some weather. Monday and Tuesday, it looks like there's some clouds and maybe some rain in our future. At least some clouds here. Livingston might get some rain. Let's see. Yeah, it's summertime. Not too bad yet. We got a little smoke the other day, but it hasn't been too bad in our section of the state. And let's hope that stays that way. What else do I have to do? Oh, explore. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. That's available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky, along online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Bozeman Film Society hosts the Murder at Yellowstone City premiere at the Ellen. Crazy Days runs through the weekend downtown. MSU Field Day at the Horticulture Farm presents a new solution to food waste and energy production. Brantley Gilbert, Hill and Hole, and Mudbog perform at the fairgrounds, along with the Band of Drifters and Sam Platts and the Plainsmen. The film screening of Daughter of a Lost Bird is at Tin Works. Ride Me Down is at The Jump. Maya Wynn with Taylor James and Callie Armstrong are at the filling station. And March 4th is at The Elm. On Saturday, the farmer's market is at the fairgrounds. The Run for Recovery starts at Lindley Park. Saks has a summer bag sale. There's a library book sale. Composer and musician Laura Ortman performs at Tin Works. There's a record release party at the filling station for Matt Wallen and his Nervous Breakdown with Ben and Abel. Last Best Comedy presents Anique Adele, and the Cole Decker Band is at The Jump. In Livingston, Lou Ann Rod and Stacy Peterson have a book signing at Wheatgrass Books. Yoga and Mimosas starts off the day at Pine Creek Lodge, followed by Dick McCumber playing for brunch. Triggered plays at Chico Hot Springs. Lean on Me Foundation Summerfest is at Miles Park Bandshell. And an immigrant, Little Jane and the Pistol Whips, perform at the Old Saloon. On Saturday, Jackson Holt and Ian Strawn play at Pine Creek Lodge for brunch, and Dead Sky performs at night. Triggered plays at Chico Hot Springs, and Midland performs at the Old Saloon and Immigrant. In Helena, the History Walk is about brothels and breweries and meets in Reader's Alley. And it's the 20th anniversary celebration of LNC Brewery. On Saturday, the annual Broadwater Countywide Yard Sale is in Townsend. And the 20th anniversary celebration continues at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yeah, downtown's jumping today. Of course, it's crazy. Anything else important? Nah, I just think I have music to happen today. Got a few new things. Dug through the collection this morning. Bright and early. and rounded up some things I think will make the rest of your Friday afternoon enjoyable. Grab a cold drink, find some shade, sit back and turn it up, please. Thank you. Oh, I'm just playing some music to reflect the way I feel right now. I'm wide awake, much to my surprise. My sleep patterns change really weird, and I've been waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning. I got to bed early last night, so I got a full night's sleep. But I've been up since about 4:30 pulling this show. And like I said, those songs reflect my current state of mind. Started off there with Milt Jackson from an album I just picked up yesterday. I was out in the West End, so I was able to cruise by Cactus and found that Milt Jackson album. Milt, what's it called? Bags Flutes. You heard Bags Groove. That's Milt Jackson from the Modern Jazz Quartet playing Vibes. And that's a nice one. I was really thrilled to pick that one up. The Feelies from their debut album, Crazy Rhythms. You heard Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. And a year or so ago, a friend of mine back east offered a copy of that album for sale, original English copy on Stiff Records, on his at his record shop, Spike's Record Rack. And I said, hey, man, I need that. And I didn't bother to check what I had in my library. I thought I still had a later reissue, white vinyl later reissue. And when I got my expensive copy of the Feelies debut album and went to file it, I realized I already had an English original pressing. I had sold my white copy. So now I have 2 original pressings of Crazy Rhythms on the rare Stiff label. So it goes. Yeah, it's a great record. Great band. You know, they played here many, many years ago at the old Sundance Saloon. Great, great show. I'd seen it once before. And they're still playing, but they rarely venture past New Jersey. No farther west than Jersey. And you heard Kraftwerk, the single version of Audubon from a nice collection called Accelerate. And Kraftwerk were touring, and, you know, one of the main guys died, so they're doing that hologram tour thing, which I find very creepy, but I guess that's what you do these days when there's nobody left in the band. Influential artist, Kraftwerk, that's for sure. And finish up with Rodelius from his album called Selb's Portrait. You heard Fable Wine. And Rodelius said he is from Harmonia or Cluster. All those bands sort of run together. And he went off and on his own and has done a ton of great records. And last year, the Wax Museum got in a whole big collection, and there's a lot of that stuff, German music, available here, rare. And it got hoovered up right away by us fans, quite rightly so. 3:27, just oozing along today. there's got to be stuff going on here. I'm curious about this.
Helena is the ceramics capital of Montana. The perfect place for the 2022 Montana Clay Tour, the weekend of July 30th and 31st. The tour is free and will visit 6 local ceramic studios, with each studio showcasing its own work as well as that of artists from around the state. Over 40 Montana artists will participate, displaying an intriguing array of homemade pottery and ceramic sculpture. The 6th annual Montana Clay Tour and Pop-Up Sale, July 30th and 31st. There's more information at montanaclaytour.com.
Yeah, you know, with the Archie Bray, Montana has a reputation for ceramics. And people occasionally turn up rare pieces at thrift stores. Or they used to, probably not so much anymore, but people are finding Rudy audio pieces at thrift stores. Yikes. And if you've ever been to the Archie Bray or seen their Christmas show, yikes, great stuff. Really amazing art. I quite like it. The Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee and Eatery, located at Bozeman Cannery District, with indoor seating and newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. Time to change direction. Somebody call up and like that German stuff, and that always makes me happy. But now for something completely different. Thank you.
like a married woman, a honey baby ever be your friend. She will spend all your money, I'll take the same man back again.
Think of all the good times that I've wasted having good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted having good times. When I was drinking, I should have been thinking. When I was fighting, I could have done the right thing. All of that boozing, I was really losing good times. Good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted having good times. When I think of all the good time that's wasted having good times. All of my life I remember her crying, my useless talking, I could have been walking instead of complaining. I could have been gaining good times. Yes, yeah, we all are having a jolly good time, and everything is working out fine. Ha ha.
all of that rocking, all of my sinning. I could have been winning. I have to be easy, and it's a beginning of good time.
Won't you tell me?
Jimi Hendrix, one of the lost B-sides, 51st anniversary. And I was just checking, it's either the flip of Purple Haze or Wind Cries Mary. I don't remember. I have it, have the original single at home. They, when they reissued the Our Experience, excuse me, they added all the missing songs, the six missing songs, three B-sides, three album tracks they dumped from the original track list. So you get it all, just not quite in the right order. I like the idea of the Are You Experienced album and three singles with three non-album B-sides. Just seemed really exciting that way. Well, anyway, it's a great song, 51st anniversary. Started off with Frankie Lee Sims, a married woman from a really wonderful compilation called Lucy May Blues, one of those two-man blues bands way before all those fans you know now that do that two-man thing. And he's good. Animals on B-side of their own, Good Times. Rolling Stones from Between the Buttons, The Kinks from Controversy, where all the good times gone. Getting us to 3:45. Uh-oh. I miscalculated. But that's all right. I'm almost ready to go. Here, let me fill this gap while I regroup.
The Emerson Lawn will be a busy place this summer. Lunch on the Lawn is back with food vendors, kids activities, and live music Wednesdays from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And new this year, the Emerson Center presents Community Open Mic Night, Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 8. Performers of all ages will share their talent, while food trucks offer dinner options. It's all free and open to everyone. There's more information at theemerson.org.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was coming back. I drive past her often, and I know it's been idle for the last couple of years, like a lot of things, but get out there. And, you know, they went through a lot of trouble to save that lawn from development. The school district wanted to sell it, and people said, no, wait a minute. And it worked. One of those times when the community rises up and can affect the change. So don't go around saying things are inevitable. This little community activism pays off. It's 3:45. I'm just rambling on and on and on. But I got more music. Keep it up. That's not the song I want to play. If I do this and this, and then I press this one.
Better. if I could bleed.